approach. Friends, good morning. It is so good to see you. What a blessing it is to be together again. Welcome back here at the end of the summer. As always, there are prayer cards in the row alongside you. If there is something on your heart this morning, write it down or type it into the chat thread if you're joining us over Zoom. The kids will pick up those prayer requests a little bit later in the service. Also, they will be collecting contributions for the food pantry. So if you've brought something along, you can have that ready to go as well. There are new directories, the 2023-2024 Stone Church brand new directories, hot off the presses, are in the back of the sanctuary. You can feel free to pick one up on your way out this morning. Or if you're joining us over Zoom, feel free to reach out to the office or just stop by. We're happy to get you a copy. Next week, August 27th, we will return to our regular worship hours. So our Sunday morning service returns to the 10:45 time. If you get here at 10 o'clock, you'll have plenty of time for prayer and contemplation before the service begins. Sunday school for all ages starts at 9:30. It's a great time to connect with our fall classes as they are all just beginning. The Sojourners will be reading Aaron Rafferty's book, From Inclusion to Justice, exploring how we can be part of a more authentic community for persons who are differently abled. Rick Lobbs is leading a new Bible study series that gives folks an opportunity to dive more deeply into the scriptures we read and worship each week. It's a chance to read and process them together. And we're also starting a great new series for kids of all ages as well. We'll learn Bible stories and build friendships through crafts and games. You don't want to miss out. It all starts next Sunday at 9:30 a.m. And after the service next week, we've got our annual welcome meal. So plan to stay and bring along a friend. As Cindy said last week, it comes with a bit of a twist this year. We'll still welcome college students warmly and any visitors you care to bring along, and we'll still get to catch up with one another after spending lots of time away or in a different rhythm this summer. But we're also trying to be intentional about structuring the conversations and community so that we can discover things about Stone Church and about each other that we may not have known before. So I hope it's both a bit familiar and also a bit new and fresh. Here's the thing, though. It's a meal, which means food, which means that the folks who are spending time planning it need to know how many mouths to feed. Many of you RSVP'd last week. Thank you. If you haven't yet, you can RSVP right now. Just write down welcome meal in the comments section as you fill out the attendance form. You can do that either in the green welcome pads at the end of the row by following the QR code in your bulletin or by clicking on the link in the chat thread over Zoom. That all starts next week. But you're in for a treat this morning, too, as we take some time to look back at the summer gone by and look ahead at the season to come. We'll hear from those who participated in National Junior High Conference in June, gathered together in Cincinnati for the Church of the Brethren's annual conference in July, and had adventures at Camp Blue Diamond all summer long. Our apologies to Tyler, who's with us this morning. He's one of our Camp Blue Diamond kids, but we missed his name in the bulletin. We're so sorry, but we are so glad that you're here with us this morning as well. And then stick around after the service for some lemonade on the lawn, courtesy of Roxanne. It's a great opportunity to get to know the people around you and to hear and share more stories of summer together. So for now, sit back, relax, and allow the music of the prelude to center you into our time of worship this morning. We are so glad that you're here. Thank you.
Amen.
Please rise as you are able and join me in the call to worship printed in your bulletins. We gather to worship, hoping that what happens here impacts our living beyond here. We gather to worship, to take God seriously, to walk in ways of justice, mercy, and love. We gather to worship and nurture the Spirit within us, cultivating joy, peace, patience, kindness, generosity, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. We gather to worship, to live more like Jesus, to love more like Jesus, hoping for transformation, our own and the world's.
If you look in your inserts, you will find the words, "To love can change the world." We are going to start with the chorus and then move back up to the verse.
Love can change the world. How do we
theme for the National Junior High Conference was What Does God Want From Me? Using Micah 6:8 from The Message, which goes like this. But God's already made it plain how to live, what to do. What God is looking for in men and women and all humanity is quite simple. Do what is fair and just to your neighbor, be compassionate and loyal in your love, and don't take yourself too seriously. Take God seriously. Today I'm going to be sharing what I enjoyed about the National Junior High Youth Conference that happened here at Juniata College. I was very excited to have the chance to meet people my age that are part of the Brethren denomination. It was cool to meet people all the way from Missouri. I met a bunch of people there who were really nice. Another thing I really enjoyed were the hymns we sang together because it was nice to hear all the voices singing together echoing in Ellis Hall, where we did worship. I also enjoyed Juniata College's Racetown Field Station, even though it was really hot. We learned how to care for the environment there. My favorite thing we learned how to do for the environment was making seed bombs. You take dirt and wildflower seeds and dip it in water. Then you can just throw it and wildflowers will grow. I really want to say thank you to the church and Pastor Cindy for making it possible to go. I really enjoyed my time there.
I really had a wonderful time getting to know Rachel a bit more as we spent a weekend together at Juniata College. It was so fun seeing her make new friends from all over, eat ice cream for breakfast. I noticed that didn't make her highlight list. She survived hall bathrooms, so did I. And I also got to spend a lot of time listening to her reflect on her life, her faith, and her future. I got to be roomies in Sunderland with a clergy colleague who I have been friends with and been rooming with at different church events for the last 15 years. And I have to tell you that the diversity of the group gathered made me very hopeful for the church moving forward. These young people have a lot to give. I got to lead two workshops on poetry and scripture, which were a highlight of the weekend for me. The poetry that youth and advisors wrote during that time was simply breathtaking. And I remain very proud of the ways that this Stone Church community provided hospitality, with everything from towels and bedding for those who were traveling a long way to leadership and time that was provided by people like Chuck and Sharon, Jay, Pam, and Ann, and Marty. I hope that the wrap-up video you're about to see gives you a good taste of what we shared together.
Tonight, we're going to talk about why you came all this way from wherever you're from, because I believe that God is really near to us, and I believe that it's really plain and simple how God speaks to us. The still small voice is quiet because it's already within you. God created you. It's already here.
sing together, it reminds me that we are the kingdom. And as the songs were saying, let the kingdom come here. And we represent the kingdom of God on earth when we are gathered together in witness, in worship, in service, and learning together.
All of our children who went to Camp Blue Diamond are invited to come up and lead us for the next section. Camp Blue Diamond campers. Sorry, Nina. All of the people, you're not a child. Do you remember where you stood? Good job. Go ahead.
The theme for Camp Blue Diamond this summer was Fruitful Faith, based on Galatians 5, verse 22 and 23, which is,
by contrast, the fruit of the Spirit is love,
joy, peace, patience,
kindness, generosity,
faithfulness, gentleness,
and self-control. There is no law against such things.
Okay, my friends, can you each share something that your favorite thing about being at Camp Blue Diamond this year? I think Tavy wants to go first.
Marshmallow crafts.
Yeah.
Nature.
Gaga ball.
My favorite part about Camp Blue Diamond was the delicious homemade ice cream.
My favorite part about Camp Blue Diamond was the giant swing. So you're in like a harness and you're on a giant rope and then your teammates pull you. And then when you say stop, you have to let go of a blue rope and then you're just like flying.
My favorite part was the corso, which is like a circular boat.
My favorite part of Camp Blue Diamond was the tower and giant swing with my friends. I went all the way up to the top in the giant swing and you did the cargo net and the yellow side of the tower, and there's a zip line on the tower too. It was really fun.
My favorite part about Camp Blue Diamond this year and every year is meal times, because we are constantly moving and doing all these different activities, and it's so fast-paced, and when we have our meal times, 3 times a day, we get to just like slow down and actually get to know each other and have good conversations, so I really enjoy that.
Thank you, guys. You did great. And guess what? I have a big surprise for you. Amanda helped me get together a bunch of photos of you guys that you haven't even seen yet. And so when you go back to your seats, you can watch the video and look for yourself.
Fruit of the Spirit's not a coconut. Fruit of the Spirit's not a coconut. If you want to be a coconut, you might as well hear it. You can't be a fruit of the Spirit, cause the fruit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, and gentleness, and self-control. Love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, and gentleness, and self-control. Oh, the fruit of the Spirit's not a banana.
The fruit of the spirit's not a banana. You wanna be a banana? You might as well hear it. You can't be a fruit of the spirit, cause the fruit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. Love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, and gentleness, and self-control. Oh, the fruit of the spirit's not a watermelon. The fruit of the spirit's not a watermelon. You wanna be a watermelon, you might as well hear it. You can't be a fruit of the spirit, cause the fruit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. Love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, and gentleness, and self-control. Oh, the fruit of the spirit's not a lemon. The fruit of the spirit's not a lemon. You wanna be a lemon, you might as well hear it. You can't be a fruit of the spirit, cause the fruit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. Love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. Oh, the fruit of the spirit's not a cherry. The fruit of the spirit's not a cherry. If you wanna be a cherry, you might as well hear it. You can't be a fruit of the spirit, cause the fruit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. Love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, and gentleness, and self-control. Okay! Everybody knows that grapes come in bunches! So everybody get in big bunches! The fruit of the spirit's not a grape! The fruit of the spirit's not a grape! You wanna be a grape! You might as well hear it. You can't be a fruit of the spirit, cause the fruit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, and gentleness, and self-control. Love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, and gentleness, and self-control. The fruit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, and gentleness, and self-control.
Okay, it is time for the younger among us, all of you, all the kids among us, to go and wait. You've got to pick up, you have two jobs. You have to pick up food for the food bank and any prayer cards that people might have.